I've been waiting for this a long time. I've been through a lot throughout my life. Just didn't hurt him. You know, I read everything you guys write. You know, he's not big enough to play the two. He's not this, he's not that. So I just use all that as motivation. And when you get an opportunity like this, coming from where I come from, Canton, Ohio, you take advantage. That's just how I was raised.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Blazer Banter Podcast. I'm Eric Gunderson, the Trailblazers beat writer for The Columbian. On this episode, we look back at CJ McCollum's big opening night. We also talk to Alan Crabb about his very personal religious faith, and we talk to Myers Leonard about his rough start to the season. The Portland Trailblazers started the season with a 112-94 win over the New Orleans Pelicans on Wednesday. At this time, the Blazers are 2-2 on the season after a comeback victory last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minnesota. On Wednesday, they go to Utah to face the Jazz in their home opener. CJ McCollum had a career-high 37 points in a starting role. We covered CJ's growth in the last episode of the podcast in our season preview episode, which you can get on iTunes or on the Columbian SoundCloud page. McCollum had one of the highlights of the young NBA season against New Orleans' Ish Smith. You just heard from him talking about his game in the open, but he recalled it was almost like a scene out of the And One mixtape tour where McCollum spun Smith around with a series of rapid crossover dribbles. I mean, it was kind of like watching The Professor a little bit. But he hit a deep three-pointer at the end of the quarter. The Blazers were up 43-18 at the end of it.
I just think about, you know, playing at the park and playing one-on-one with my brother. You know, coach calls flat and then my face lights up. I'm like, yes, I get to book it. You know, I get to go to work. And once I got to bouncing, I seen he was leaning. I was like, oh, he's done. And I hit him with the left to right. And I got space. And it's always hard. Like, I miss open shots a lot. I like it when there's a late contest. And I got so much space. I was like, oh, I got to hit this. I got to hit it. So I was thankful it went in, and it was a good night tonight, but you know, we got 81 more.
The Pelicans have been a disaster to start the season, missing Tyreek Evans and hampered by Jrue Holiday's minutes restriction. Other than their loss to Portland, they also had the honor of getting torched by Stephen Curry on the Are We Really Lucky Revenge Tour. The Blazers would end up losing the next two games to Phoenix. In every game so far this season, including Monday's win against Minnesota, Myers Leonard has shot the ball poorly from the perimeter. He was counted on to space the court in the Blazers' starting lineup, and his shot is sailing.
You know,
the Blazers' offense.
It was really strange. There was a skip pass swung to me and it went right through my hands, and I just like couldn't control it. Really strange. And then Dame threw that really long pass, and I honestly just didn't notice it at first, and I went to grab it and it just went right through my hands. It was really strange. The outside of my hand is still numb. And it's different for me, but it's no excuse. I have to be better, period. And but now I got to review the film and move forward. I know as a player where I'm at, and that I'm confident in my ability to affect the game in a positive way. But it's certainly frustrating right now. I want to be counted on, and I want to have guys believe in me. And I know they do. That's what they mentioned after the game. Stay aggressive. Realize that you help us in a lot of different ways, and even he told me that I help him a ton as far as creating opportunities. So that's encouraging. But again, I have to continue to focus on seeing the film, taking the negatives, taking the positives, digesting it, and getting better.
The Blazers are 20th in offensive rating, while they're 13th in defensive rating to start the season. Leonard has started the season 2 of 17 from long range. He shot 42% on three-pointers last season and looked like he'd be a major part of Portland's offense. He's looked either hesitant or uncomfortable offensively, but he said after Saturday's loss that he hasn't lost his confidence in his shooting ability.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer in a lot of averages, to be completely honest. I know that I can shoot the ball. That's just the way it is. And I'm confident in that. It's like I said earlier, it's strange to me that especially over a three-game period, that I haven't made many shots. So that's an adjustment. But I have to know that I can be effective in other ways. And while the shots aren't falling, I have to, again, continue to play hard, be a factor on defense and rebounding, just move forward.
You may have heard Leonard talk about his hand in the first clip he made clear that he doesn't want to use the hand as an excuse, but he did say that he did hurt his hand when he fell on his elbow in the opener against New Orleans, and he described more what that feeling is and what it's doing to him and the way it's making him feel on the court.
No, it's not hurting. I can't feel it. It's numb. It's no excuse, though. I mean, it's I haven't shot the ball well. I haven't been particularly good, rebounding. Okay defensively, I think, but I'm going to get all three of the games and really break it down, essentially play by play, tomorrow on the plane and as we're making our way there. So it's a process. I always say that, but it's definitely a frustrating time for me right now, because I want to be counted on and be able to execute, which I have proved that. I know I can shoot, and I know I can do other things on the court. So remaining confident in not only what I can do on the court, but also with my mental process, how I break games down, how I prepare myself, visualizations, all different kinds of things that I kind of have in place. So I'll be fine. I know I'll play better, and I know these guys count on me, and I know they believe in me. So continue to work hard and do as I've always done, which is prepare for each game, you know, like it's my last. I know, I just got hit in the elbow here. The ulnar nerve is what it's called. Essentially, from what I know, you know, it controls a lot of your hand. I just can't feel the outside of my hand and my pinky. It's really strange. No strength. It's weird. I don't think it's really much. I mean, your left hand's your guide hand anyway. I do think now, as I, you know, I'm recalling a lot of plays throughout the game, especially my shots, I don't think they're very in rhythm. So I have to go watch the film and just keep letting them fly. I know I can shoot the ball, so that is what it is.
In our Monday feature for the Columbian, we talked to Alan Crabb to learn more about him. Most of the Blazers team attends the pregame chapel, which has been a tradition in the NBA since the late 1970s. The New York Times did a fascinating story on the origins and the current practices of chapel by NBA teams, written by Andrew Kay. It was very interesting. It dates the chapel ceremony and the chapel practice to 1979. Most of the Blazers team the past few seasons attends the chapel service. The team also employs their own pastor, but one player that hasn't been going to it has been Crabb. So I wanted to ask him about why that was, and it turns out that his family background is been built on religion. We were actually able to speak to Crabb before their game on Saturday against the Phoenix Suns, when a good number of the team was at chapel.
Yeah, so my grandfather was a pastor. And so, yeah, that pretty much explains itself right there. So my, ever since I've been growing up, that's, you know, that's all I know is about God and faith and, you know, having your trust and belief in Him. So, yeah, that's where it all comes from. Where they talk about how I can apply that to my life and life situations. And, you know, you go through certain things in life and ask God for this, ask God for that, and for Him to help you and stuff like that. So, yeah, I just have to say it's all because of my family, really.
Many other NBA teams also employ their own pastor for the services. But Crabb, who will tune into live streams of Tuesday Bible study and Sunday services from the Crenshaw Christian Center his grandfather founded, prefers to wait for his prayers for when he leaves the office.
I'm real particular about who I listen to, what I listen to. Not saying I have anything against new people, or I'm not open to hearing new people talk, but like I said, my grandfather and my uncle are both pastors, so I've been listening to them all my life, growing up, high school, college, to now. So it's, for me, it's just like, well, if I already have that to listen to, then I just, you know, I just wait till I can hear them. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. But like I said, I'm not against or not open to hearing other people speak, but it's just, I just, that's when I like to, I prefer it. I just prefer that route. So I do what I do in order for my faith to be built, and I like I said, I listen to who I listen to, but just making sure that I apply that to my life is something that I really take seriously. So, like I said, you won't see me on Twitter or Instagram or anything like that, but I just, you know, sometimes you just see a lot of people broadcasting it, but then you sit back and wonder, well, is it only because something good is happening for you? Something good happened for you in your life. So, like I said, man, I don't want people, like you said, I'm just private about it. I don't really let people in or let a lot of people know what I do outside of basketball. That's all you'll get. You'll see me at the practice facility. You'll see me, blah, blah, blah. But outside of that, not many people know much about what I do. So, but yeah, I'm just real private about it. I can just say that much.
The Blazers are in Los Angeles every so often for games against the Lakers and the Clippers. But unfortunately for Crab, schedules rarely align for him to be able to go to his family's church.
We're down there, I mean, but most of the time we go down during the week. You know, they have Bible studies on Tuesday, church on Sundays, but we're never in town on those days.
Really. Right.
So I miss it, but they have online service where you can broadcast it, stream it on Sundays, and that's what I do. Yeah, like I said, the Bible studies and the Sunday services, they're on the internet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it's time to watch it, then I just pull out my computer and just stream it from there.
Crab has leaned on his faith and his family in conjunction with each other throughout his entire life and his basketball career.
You know, I feel like everything in life happens for a reason. God has a plan for everything. And, you know, I know a lot of people are quick to point the finger when something bad happens, but you just have to sit back and really observe the whole situation. You can't, you know, obviously, you know, God is not going to let anything bad happen to you. But, I mean, when I got hurt with the ankle injury, I mean, that's just a part of the game. It's mm-hmm. a part of the game of basketball. I mean, right. It's a physical game. Injuries happen. But it's just, like I said, it's just even with, like, you know, up and down playing, all that mm-hmm. stuff, it's just, I feel like my family has been my biggest support.
Right.
And so, like I said, even when I wasn't playing, they're constantly just chirping them where, just, you know, keep faith, you know, keep trusting God and things, you know, be better. And that's what it is. I mean, you know, and like I said, days that you see that aren't good, then I mean, there's going to be better days. So that's what I make it off of.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the New Blazer Banter podcast. You can check out other stories and previous episodes of the podcast on iTunes by searching for Blazer Banter and subscribing to the podcast. If you've listened to us, you can leave us a review. You can also access the season preview episode of the podcast on the Columbian SoundCloud page. Just look for the Columbian, all lowercase, all one word, on soundcloud.com. And you can also find the podcast on Blazer Banter, our blog at blogs.columbian.com/blazer-banter. I'm Eric Gunderson, and we'll see you next time.